Today is the 28th of December 2025, and you are tuned to Amateur Radio Station ZSX-SRL. Coming up shortly is Amateur Radio Today. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are listening in the world, this is Amateur Radio Today, transmitted by ZSX-SRL, the official station of the South African Radio League. Amateur Radio Today can first be heard on a Sunday morning at 8 hours UTC, 10 hours Central African Time, on 7115 kHz and many repeaters around South Africa. I'm your host, Hans van der Groenendaal, ZSX Alpha Kilo Victor. Well, this is our last program. Well, I need to say, the last program for 2025. There will, of course, be more Amateur Radio Today in 2026. And if you wonder where this program is originating from, well, I have a makeshift studio in my Amateur Radio Shack, and I live on the east side of Pretoria, the capital city of South Africa. We start our program today with a SRL news bulletin, and for that we go to another interesting part of South Africa, and it's a town called Christiana. On the microphone, Herman Erasmus. But first, the headlines.
In the news today. The 2025 YOTA contest tomorrow. Amateur radio data provides a new method for studying large-scale travelling ionospheric disturbances and HF communication impacts. And SARL awards, council nominations and motions. Stay tuned for more information on these and other interesting news items. From the SARL News Team, we wish everyone a happy and prosperous 2026. We trust that you will enjoy amateur radio and make many QSOs in the new year. The 2025 YOTA Contest tomorrow. The third session of this year's YOTA Contest, organized by the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group, in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society, the MRASZ, will take place from 10 to 21 hours 59 UTC on Monday, 29 December, on the five classic bands using CW and SSB. You can participate as a single op all-band open, a single op all-band YOTA, that is 25 and younger, a single op all-band YOTA 6 hours, a single op 3-band open, a single op 3-band YOTA, or a multi-single YOTA, 2-to-1 younger to older operators. The exchange for a single op is a RS or RST report and age, as on the 1st of January 2025. And for multi-op it is RS or RST report and the average age of operators on the 1st of January 2025. You may work stations once per band per mode and for a multiplier each age once per band. Submit your log by 21 hours 59 UTC on the 3rd of January 2026 by uploading it to contest.ham-yota.com. The complete set of rules can be found on yotacontest.marasz.org. The closing date for your articles for the January 2026 issue of Radio ZS is tomorrow morning, Monday 29 December 2025. The editor would like to upload the issue to the SARL website by Wednesday morning. Thank you to the Santon ARC for your contribution. You are the first club to be featured in Radio ZS in 2026. Speaking of 2026, the 2026 SIRL Contest Manual or Blue Book is available for download on the Contest Resources page at mysirl.org.za/contest-resources, while the 2026 SIRL Diary of Events is available for download from mysirl.org.za/the-2026-SIRL-events-calendar. Stewart ZR1 Whiskey Tango reports that the high altitude Pico balloon ZS1 Echo Romeo Zulu 13 was on its maiden circumnavigation of the planet, but once east of New Zealand, was last heard on 18 December at 07 hours 20. He suspects it met an early demise. ZS1 Echo Romeo Zulu 12 was on the verge of completing its 10th circumnavigation of the planet on 23 December, but then went silent, or rather was not spotted by anyone, just a few hundred kilometers from the longitude of George in the Southern Cape. The silence was broken on 26 December at 03:32 by VK4 Delta Lima. It is now south of Australia. However, the current trajectory suggests it is once again heading towards the Antarctic. Large-scale travelling ionospheric disturbances, also known as LSTIDs, are variations in the ionosphere with wavelengths greater than 1,000 kilometers. Periodicities of between 30 minutes and 3 hours and speeds greater than 1,400 kilometers per hour. Auroral zone disturbances are generally cited as the energy source for LSTIDs. In a paper by Nathaniel A. Frissell of HAMSCI and collaborators, they show for the first time that LSTIDs can cause variations in the distances radio amateurs can communicate using data from the Reverse Beacon Network, the RBN, Weak Signal Propagation Reporter Network, WhisperNet, and PSK Reporter, amateur radio networks. The LSTID signatures in the amateur radio data are an excellent agreement with LSTID observations from two well-established instruments, the Blackstone Virginia Super Dawn radar and a large-scale network of GNSS-based ionospheric total electron content receivers. The observed LSTIDs appear 2 to 3 hours after auroral zone disturbances are detected by ground magnetometers in the SuperMag network and the Poker Flat Incoherent Scatter Radar, the PFISR, in Alaska. Results suggest that auroral zone disturbances were the ultimate cause of the observed LSTIDs. This paper provides a foundation for using large-scale crowd-sourced amateur radio observations of LSTIDs as a new method for the study of LSTIDs. The key points in the paper are: amateur radio data provides a new method for studying LSTIDs and HF communications impacts. Large-scale traveling ionospheric disturbances are seen for the first time simultaneously in amateur radio, SuperDawn, and GNSS tech data. Observed mid-latitude LSTIDs are likely driven by the auroral zone electrojet surges and dual heating. This paper can be downloaded from the URL in the text version of the SIRL News. You're listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. The nomination forms for the various SIRL awards and trophies are available from the SIRL website, as are the forms for submitting a motion or a point of discussion at the 2026 AGM. In terms of Rule 16.9 of the Constitution and Rules, 50% of the councillors will step down at the 2026 AGM. A retiring member may offer himself for re-election only if he is proposed and seconded as provided for in these rules. The nomination forms for the various awards and to serve on council is available at mysarl.org.za/sarl-agm-2026. Please complete the form and obtain all the required signatures on one document. The closing date for award nominations, motions, points of discussion and council nominations is midnight on Saturday, 31 January 2026, and they must only be sent to secretary@sarl.org.za. Do not wait until Friday, 30 January. Do it now. Contest news. Calling all VHFers and UHFers. The Peers National VHF and UHF Contest will take place from 9 to 11 January 2026 and is open to all licensed amateurs in the RSA as well as amateurs from neighbouring states. The aim of a VHF and UHF contest is to stimulate activity on these bands, make as many long-distance contacts as possible, establish new records, encourage the improvement of VHF and UHF equipment, and advance amateur radio. This is a 44-hour dual contest for analog and digital modes, which is divided into two sessions that will spread out activity over the contest period and reflect changes in propagation. The first 22-hour session of the Peers VHF and UHF contest starts at 16 hours UTC on Friday, 9 January, and closes at 14 hours UTC on Saturday afternoon, 10 January. The second 22-hour session commences immediately at 14 hours 0 minutes and 1 second UTC on Saturday, 10 January, and ends at 12 hours UTC on Sunday, 11 January. You can operate CW, SSB, FM, and digital on 6, 4, and 2 meters, and 70 and 23 centimeters, as a base station, a field station, a club multi-operator station, a rover station, a limited station, or a 144.4 MHz and 145.5 MHz FM station. The exchange is your call sign, an RS, RST or RSQ report, and your locator. Your propagation report. Honest Kutsia, ZS6 Bravo Zulu Papa, reports that the solar activity is expected to be at low to moderate levels. There are currently 7 sunspot regions with simple to slightly complex magnetic configurations visible. There is a high probability for C-class and a low to moderate probability for M-class solar flares. If you want to do your own frequency predictions, the expected effective sunspot number for the week will be around 104. The 10 to 30 meter bands may provide some good DX fun in the early mornings and in the late afternoons. For further information, please visit the website spaceweather.sansa.org.za. Finally, a diary of some upcoming events. 29 December, the Yota Contest. 31 December, Old Year's Eve, the end of the Yota Month, the SARL Centenary Marathon QSO Party, and the 2025 DX Marathon. 1st of January, New Year's Day, the start of the 2026 DX Marathon, and the start of the ISS contact session. 3 January, the ARRL Kids Day. 3 and 4 January, the Quadrantids Meteor Shower. 4 January, World Braille Day. 9 to 11 January, the Peers National UHF-VHF Contest. 10 and 11 January, the North American CW QSO Party. 14 January, provincial schools open. 17 January, the Delta Cancrids Meteor Shower and the SARL Summer QRP Contest. 17 and 18 January, the North American SSB QSO Party. 21 January, the ITER Leonids Meteor Shower. To conclude our bulletin, a recap of our main news story. The third session of this year's YOTA contest, organized by the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society, the MRASZ, will take place from 10 hours to 21 hours 59 UTC on Monday 29 December on the 5 classic bands using CW and SSB. The complete set of rules can be found at yotacontest.marasz.org. This concludes our very last news bulletin for 2025. We invite clubs and individuals to submit news items of interest to radio amateurs and shortwave listeners in both English and Afrikaans, if possible, by uploading the news item to mysarl.org.za/news-inbox and by sending the items to news@sarl.org.za no later than the Friday morning preceding the bulletin date. You're welcome to join us every Sunday morning for the weekly radio program Amateur Radio Today at 10 hours CAT. The program can be heard on VHF and UHF repeaters countrywide and relayed on 7115 kHz LSB by Louis, ZR4 Delta Juliet Lima. In Cape Town, you can listen at 10:30 CAT on the 145.7 MHz repeater with echo link to ZS1 Delta Charlie Charlie-R by Dave, ZS1 Delta Fox Romeo. A rebroadcast by Andy, ZS6 Alpha Delta Yankee, can be heard on Monday evenings at 19:30 CAT on 3620 kHz. We welcome your signal reports, comments, and suggestions. Please send these by email to artoday@sarl.org.za. You have listened to a news bulletin compiled by Hannes Enslin, ZS6 Juliet Delta Echo, proofread by Dave Rees, ZS1 Delta Fox Romeo, and read by Hermon Erasmus, ZS6 Charlie Tango Alpha. From the news team, best wishes for the week and the year ahead.
Thanks there to Hermon Erasmus. You're listening to Amateur Radio Today on ZS6 SRL. We now cross to the US for international news. Here is Newsline.
Reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
Our top story takes us to India. Exactly 1 year ago, ham radio stations were established in 20 residential schools in disadvantaged areas of one southwestern state. A year later, teachers and their students have become a small, thriving amateur radio community thanks to these small digital mobile radios, or DMR. John Williams, VK4JJW, has that update.
The challenge of teaching science and communication to disadvantaged students in the Indian state of Karnataka got a big boost 1 year ago when the Karnataka Residential Educational Institution Society turned 20 of its schools into ham shacks. Some of the teachers became hams, and in turn guided their young students in grades 6 through 12 along the way. 40 students became hams, and were soon using the DMR handheld radios, participating in the daily net and connecting to the world. More broadly, with the installation of DMR base stations by the Indian Institute of Hams, the schools themselves became communication hubs that could be used when natural disasters knocked out conventional means of contact in their remote rural communities. The past year has been one of challenge and innovation for Shirin VU3DBO, one of the 20 teachers in the school system, who received her ham radio certificate from the Ministry of Communication. The science teacher wove the radio curriculum into the classes, where she also taught about energy, technology, the environment, and space. Shirin told Newsline in an email that the hands-on STEM learning, the expanded communication skills, and the exposure to teamwork has sparked the students' curiosity and built confidence over the past year. She said amateur radio was, quote, a wonderful hobby, fun in a hands-on way, end quote. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
Say goodbye to IRCs, the coupons that are still in use in parts of the world by hams requesting QSL cards. Next year at this time, they'll be gone, as we hear from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Although international reply coupons, or IRCs, are still being used by some DX-chasing hams in their request for QSL cards, that option is set to end by this time next year. Countries belonging to the Universal Postal Union have voted to discontinue their use effective 31 December 2026. The vote was taken in September at the 28th Universal Postal Congress held in Dubai. There are a number of IRCs already in circulation that bear the expiration date of 31 December 2025, and they are expected to be honoured for another year. In an era marked by a migration towards confirmations on digital platforms and in digital QSOs, the move brings an already disappearing amateur radio practice to its conclusion. A statement from the Universal Postal Union said the sunset of the IRC, first put into practice in 1907, was, and I quote, a natural progression within the broader transformation of international postal services in alignment with the digital practices and modern outlook of their customers, end quote. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
The new year brings an opportunity to honor the memory of a satellite enthusiast who left the lasting legacy of a popular CW event. We have those details from Randy Sly, W4XJ.
Ray Swafer, W2RS, loved CW, and he also loved satellites. Before becoming a Silent Key in March of 2022, Ray gave a gift to both the CW and satellite communities. AMSAT's CW Activity Day, formerly known as AMSAT Straight Key Night. The annual event has been renamed the W2RS Memorial AMSAT CW Activity Day. And as always, the on-air action is taking place on January 1st, the same day that the ARRL holds Straight Key Night. Participants use any amateur radio multimode satellite to make QSOs using CW on that day, between 0:00 and 23:59 UTC. Although the use of a straight key or a bug is not required, it is strongly encouraged. So are photos and video clips, which operators are invited to share on various social media platforms with AMSAT as the tag. As for logs, they're not necessary either. But AMSAT would like operators to submit reports to the AMSAT BB. One word of caution, operators are urged to use the minimum power necessary to complete their contacts. Constant carrier modes, such as CW, are capable of disrupting transponders. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
In this holiday season, there's still plenty to celebrate in the world of DX. Listen for the Israel Amateur Radio Club call signs 4X25X, 4X25M, 4X25A, and 4X25S on the air from the 25th through the 31st of December using CW, SSB, and FT8. QSL via 4X6ZM through the Bureau or direct. With the old year ending and a new year starting up, it might seem to some of us that time is out of sorts. Well, it actually was out of sorts here in the U.S. in Boulder, Colorado, home of the F4 atomic clock that delivers the official time with precision, right down to the microseconds. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, explains.
A storm-related power cut by the electric utility serving the Boulder campus of the National Institute of Standards and Technology caused a drift in time of 4 millionths of a second in the official timekeeper, the F4 atomic clock. Those moments are immeasurable and of little importance to most of us, except for those who rely on precision in data centers, global positioning systems, aerospace, telecommunications, and the Network Time Protocol Service, the timing resource for computer systems. In the wake of the storm, Jeff Sherman, the physicist who maintains the atomic clocks, reported in a mailing list post on Google Groups that, quote, "The atomic ensemble time scale at our Boulder campus has failed due to a prolonged utility power outage," end quote. By some reports then, in late December, time literally stood still, however briefly, until the switch was made to a backup generator. That cost the F4 atomic clock its accuracy. Anticipating the storm with winds of hurricane strength, the NIST had previously advised users to connect to redundant systems at other campuses, such as WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado, or Gaithersburg, Maryland, which remained unaffected. As for the F4 atomic clock in Boulder, the time discrepancy was resolved with the clock's recalibration after the power was back on by Sunday, December 21st. It was, of course, just a matter of time. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
You're listening to amateur radio station ZS6SRL with Amateur Radio Today. We are now crossing to Cape Town for our weekly Hemnet report. And on the microphone is ZS1DFR.
The Christmas week has not given the people in the Margate area of the South Coast much joy. Centralnews.co.za reports that heavy rains have caused major flooding in Margate on KwaZulu-Natal's South Coast, leaving roads blocked, properties damaged, and communities picking up the pieces during what should have been a joyful holiday time. The downpours, which started around 16:30 on Sunday the 21st of December 2025, brought intense rainfall that triggered widespread havoc, with water rushing through streets and into homes and businesses. For families like those in the coastal belt, from Margate through Oslo Beach to Port Shepstone, it meant a night of worry as they watched their belongings get soaked and cars stuck in the flow. One person has died in the mudslide, while three others are missing after their car was swept away in Manzimtoti, two bodies having been located so far and the search for the third continuing. The storms have also led to a wall collapse that claimed a woman's life, bringing the known death toll to at least two, with fears it could rise. As parents keep kids inside and residents mop up, many share stories of the sudden rush of water that turned quiet neighbourhoods into rivers in minutes. In a region known for its beautiful beaches and holiday vibes, this disaster reminds us how quickly weather can change plans, calling for better preparation to protect lives and homes. As the year ends, many pray for drier days ahead, ensuring the South Coast stays a place of joy, not worry. Earlier in the week, the last time GDACS presented their daily update of severe weather, the list of countries experiencing the severest of storms and flooding included Argentina, Paraguay, Indonesia, France, Iran, USA, and the United Arab Emirates, with warnings of flooding in Poland and United Kingdom. Disaster management agencies have been kept busy in these countries. I'm glad to note that the ARRL is promoting the dual-band handheld Yagi developed in South Africa and exported to them for sale to American hams to use with lightweight mobile transceivers to make contacts via satellites. As far as I can see, they've already issued two short teaching YouTube videos on the availability and the assembly of the antennas. Originally designed by Martin Steyer, Delta Kilo 7 Zulu Bravo, and then modified by Larry Brown, Whiskey Bravo 5 Charlie X-ray Charlie, It was later redesigned and rebuilt by Guy Eales, ZS6 Golf Uniform Yankee, and Gary Immelman, ZS6 Yankee India. And the latter two hams are to be congratulated for developing a simple design that has attracted the attention of the ARRL. It's available in South Africa for interested parties at amsatsa.org.za. An item triggering my memory as I write this is the magnitude 9.2 earthquake off the coasts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands in northern Sumatra on the 26th of December 2004, causing a massive tsunami with waves as high as 30 meters tall, devastating communities along the surrounding coasts of the Indian Ocean, and killing an estimated 228,000 people in 14 countries. You may remember amateur radio's role in that quake and tsunami with a group of Indian radio amateurs led by Bharathi Prasad, Victor Uniform 2, Romeo Bravo India, coincidentally visiting the Andaman and Nicobar Islands on a de expedition and able to scramble to a high site on Andaman and maintain radio communications for the area. A second station was established on Car Nicobar Island, one of the most affected islands, by another member of the de-expedition, S. Ram Mohan, Victor Uniform 2, Mike Yankee Hotel, and amateur radio remained the only means of communication from the Andaman and Nicobar Islands for many days. The de-expedition's team allowed thousands of families to hear news of loved ones in the affected areas and persuaded authorities to legalize amateur radio in the Andaman Islands. We remember that time 21 years ago and marvel at the effect amateur radio had on the communications during the disaster. Another disaster and mystery in the area concerns the disappearance of Malaysian flight MH370, a Boeing 777 which dramatically diverted from its planned flight path and seems to have vanished in the southeastern Indian Ocean on the 8th of March 2014 and has never been found. Several international searches have been instituted since then without success. A major deep sea research search and rescue company called Ocean Infinity, which has specialized ships with autonomous undersea drones, has been involved in previous searches, so far without success in finding the plane, the last being called off in March this year due to developing winter weather in the search area. Ocean Infinity is desperately concerned with the search and recovery of details of the whereabouts of the wreckage, and has signed a contract with the Malaysian government to keep looking on a no-find, no-fee basis. They're on the point of resuming the search within the next couple of days with a brand new ship, Armada 8605, due to resume searching on the 30th of December when it reaches the area last searched in March this year. 239 lives were lost on that aircraft. 239 families still cannot bring closure to their loved ones' final outcomes, and Ocean Infinity is going to spend another 55 days tracking the parts of the Indian Ocean most likely to conceal the remains of the plane. At an ocean depth of some 4,000 meters in the area, those autonomous underwater rovers are going to have to earn their reputations in the next 2 months. Did you notice the milestone passed this weekend when the satellite Voyager 1, now the furthest man-made object away from Earth, reached a distance of one light day away from us? In other words, a signal sent by the Deep Space Network takes 24 hours traveling at the speed of light to reach Voyager 1, and the answer back takes another 24 hours to get to us. You can't be in a hurry communicating with Voyager 1. And the power consumed by its transmitter is the same as that used by a typical home fridge door light bulb. However, the Deep Space Network can still extract its data from the background radio noise. Finally, someone has done the research to determine how far intelligible radio signals to our ears have travelled since the first voice transmissions were emitted in 1906 by Aubrey Fessenden. The strength of the signals transmitted are reduced by the square of the distance travelled, so must now be extremely weak. But the distance travelled is, of course, 119 light years. This sphere of signals is called Earth's radio bubble and has a total diameter of double that, 238 light years. Put in perspective, it would take those first signals 23,000 years to reach our edge of the Milky Way and 77,000 years to reach the far edge of our galaxy. Proxima Centauri the closest star to us is only 4.24 light years away. So they've been battered by our radio noise for 115 years already, and have probably heard all episodes of Dallas, Downton Abbey, The Carol Burnett Show, The Goons, and countless thousands of rugby match commentaries. But don't expect any listener reviews back from them in a hurry. They're probably too busy developing noise filters to cut our QRM out completely. This is Dave Rees, CDS1 Delta Fox Romeo, wishing you all a splendid 2026 in a peaceful world, I hope, and reporting for Hamnet in South Africa.
Thank you, Dave, for a very interesting program this morning. You're listening to Amateur Radio today on ZSX SRL. We now go to Durban for the weekly MSAT SA satellite report. And here's Dave Long, ZS5FR.
W2RS Memorial MSAT CW Activity Day to be held on January the 1st, 2026. In March 2022, the MSAT community lost one of the pioneers when Ray Soifer, W2RS, became a silent key. In addition to his numerous contributions to AMSAT and the worldwide amateur radio community, Ray was also the longtime organizer of AMSAT CW Activity Day. Previously, AMSAT Straight Key Night, held in conjunction with the ARRL's event in New Year's Day, in recognition of Ray's longtime service to AMSAT and his keen interest in CW operating via satellite, AMSAT CW Activity Day is now known as the W2RS Memorial AMSAT CW Activity Day. The rules are simple. Operate CW through any amateur satellite between 0000 UTC and 2359 UTC on January the 1st, 2026. Straight keys and bugs are encouraged, but not required. Logs are not required, but operators are encouraged to submit a report of their activity to the AMSAT bulletin board. Photos and video clips of activity are also encouraged. Post them on X or other social media networks and tag them at AMSAT or hashtag AMSAT. Remember to use the minimum power required for communications, as constant carrier modes, including CW, can disrupt transponder operation for other users. New satellite tracking application released. Bob McGuire, N4HY, has announced the release of a new satellite tracking application entitled Visible Ephemeris. Visible Ephemeris is a modern spiritual successor to QuickTrack 1986, re-engineered for the Raspberry Pi 5 and modern silicon. It is capable of propagating 30,000 plus satellites in real time with sub-second updates, while maintaining less than a 5% CPU utilization. Visible Ephemeris is a high-performance physics-based program using Kelso/Velado SGP4 to track satellites, all in the Celestrac TLE. It uses McVeer's implementation of Pedro Escobar AOS/LOS search, but rewritten for altitude and not eccentricity anomalies. The code is designed for and intended for Raspberry Pi and displays graphics components using web UI. It features a hybrid decoupled architecture where the UI, orbital mechanics and network services run on independent threads, ensuring the interface never freezes, even during heavy calculation loads. Visible Ephemeris has been released under the MIT license, and further details can be found at github.com/n4hy/visibleephemeriscpp.git. Our university space clubs prepare for their first satellite project. The spark of curiosity and ambition often starts in a university lab. A handful of students gather, sketch rough diagrams on whiteboards, debate orbital mechanics at midnight, and dream of seeing their own hardware flying above Earth. For many of these aspiring engineers and scientists, involvement with the Student Satellite Club represents more than just coursework. It's their first real shot at participating in space exploration. These clubs across universities worldwide transform ideas into hardware and enthusiasm into the kind of rigorous planning it takes to actually launch. At the outset, a group of students, often from different disciplines like mechanical engineering, computer science, electronics or physics, comes together with a shared interest in building a satellite. For many, this marks the beginning of a university satellite project rather than just a class exercise, and some teams even use a dedicated research assistant to streamline early planning and gather technical insights. The club defines its mission, and maybe it's Earth observation, environmental sensing, communications testing, or a technology demonstration. Once the pieces are in place, the club sets goals and schedules. Will this be a CubeSat or a smaller pocket cube or a microsatellite? What payload makes sense given the budget and skills available? How will ground station communications work? Early decisions help steer the entire project and establish a realistic expectations about scope, cost and timeline. Now to some passes for today, Sunday the 28th of December and all times in Central African time. The ISS 1909 to 1920, SO50 or Saudi Sat 1C 1242 to 1255, and finally Chapisa Sat 1448 to 1501. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.
The AMSAT SA satellite report will be available on www.amsatsa.org.za, where incidentally you can also find more information about the special discount on the AMSAT antenna, as well as several ARRL books. Some of these specials expire soon, so have a look at www.amsatsa.org.za. You're listening to Amateur Radio Today on ZS6 SRL. Back here in Pretoria, Brian Jacobs is standing by with his weekly focus on VHF and above.
Starting again this week with news on the Pico balloons. ZS1ERZ-12, that was launched on 16 August 2025, is still travelling over the Southern Ocean around Antarctica. The last reported position at the time of writing, on 27 December 2025, was south of New Zealand, midway between New Zealand and Antarctica. The balloon is on what we believe to be its 11th trip around the southern hemisphere. ZS1ERZ-13, that was launched on 7 December 2025, was last heard on 18 December, and no further spots have been recorded. ZS6SRC-83 on channel 531, with a 20-meter whisper beacon, was successfully launched late afternoon on 22/12/2025, and last heard on 26/12 to the east of Australia, currently on a trajectory that should take it past the north of New Zealand. We are waiting for the launch of another two Pico balloons between 28 and 30 December from Bloemfontein, if the weather allows. Both balloons will transmit on 10-meter whisper mode on channel 120 and channel 163. Johan ZS1 India has posted part 1 of an interesting 6-meter magic band project in the Southern Cape. Johan is based in Mossel Bay, and his website, grhubnetwork.blogspot.com, has a lot of interesting topics that he writes about, and I have spent many hours reading and following some of the projects that Johan embarks on. Read part 1 of the 6-meter magic band project at grhubnetwork.blogspot.com/2025/12/the-ZS1I-6-meter-magic-band-project-in.html. Another amateur that I follow on a regular basis is Jason, KM4ACK, who has been doing a lot of work in the past on Raspberry Pis and has now migrated to and maintains 7.3 Linux, where he has written scripts that assist you to set up a fully operational Linux system on a laptop or a Raspberry Pi with all the software that you may need. There is also a script to install Vara on Linux. You can find 7.3 Linux at github.com/km4ack/73linux. Jason became a radio amateur as a result of his experience in an emergency situation that he was in, and he has been preparing since then and shares his experience on YouTube and via emails to folk who subscribe. I recently received the following advice in an email from Jason, Killer Mike 4 Alpha Charlie Killer. Jason says, I've lost count of the number of times I've seen an operator get burned by an update. It's happened to me more than once as well, often enough that I finally adopted a new philosophy several years ago. The scenario is usually the same. A shiny new firmware or software update drops right before an event you're supporting or participating in. You install it, thinking you are being responsible, only to discover that something is broken. A feature no longer works. Menus have been rearranged or behavior has subtly changed. Suddenly, your radio, mesh-tastic device or computer is in a less than ideal state, and that's on a good day. To be fair to programmers, and I don't believe there's ever any malicious intent behind these updates. As a programmer myself, I know how easily things can slip through the cracks. No matter how much testing is done, there's always an edge case that wasn't anticipated. Which brings me back to the philosophy I adopted years ago, the 2-week freeze. For the 2 weeks leading up to an event, nothing, and I mean nothing, gets updated. No system updates, no software updates, no firmware updates. Don't touch the radios. Don't touch the computers. The only exception is programming a new frequency into a rig, and even then, only if it's absolutely required for the event. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Thanks, Jason, Killer Mike 4 Alpha Charlie Killer, for those words of wisdom. This is so important for everyone setting up a portable field station for whatever reason. Maybe a contest, BOTA or HOTA activation, or even an event where HamNet operators are required. That is all for this week. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 megahertz.
Thank you, Brian. And Brian's report is available on the website www.mzsa.org.za from a little later today. You're listening to Amateur Radio Today on ZS6SRL. We now cross to, I'm not sure where to, but at least I know to whom, and that's Dennis Green with his HF report.
Good morning, here from the mouth of the Great Fish River with the last HF update for 2025. The 2026 CQDX Marathon. The CQDX Marathon is a year-long DX hunt with participants competing to see who can work the greatest number of countries or entities and CQ zones during the calendar year. The 2026 edition will start at 0000 UTC on 1 January and will end at 2359 UTC on 31 December. And for the complete details, you can visit https://dxmarathon.com. Marconi Club's QSO Party Day. The 8th edition will be held on 3 January from 07 to 21 hours UTC on 80, 40 and 20 meters CW. Complete rules can be found at www.marconiclub.italytango. Then we go down to New Zealand. the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, or NZART, was founded in Auckland in 1926. To celebrate their centenary, NZART members are encouraged to use the Zulu mic prefix during the 2026 year. In addition, individual operators and NZART branches can apply to use the special Zulu Lima 100 call sign for a period of 1 to 3 months. For example, Ian, Zulu Lima 1 Mike, Victor Lima, and the Wangarai Amateur Radio Club, Zulu Lima 1 Alpha Mike, will be using Zulu Lima 100 Mike, Victor Lima, and Zulu Lima 100 Alpha Mike, respectively, until 31 March. Then to Croatia. To celebrate their 15th anniversary, members of the Croatian Flora Fauna Amateur Radio Club will be active as 9 Alpha 44 Foxtrot Foxtrot and 9 Alpha 44 Foxtrot Foxtrot Stroke Portable between 1 January and 31 December. Visit qrz.com for 9 Alpha 44 Foxtrot Foxtrot for information about their anniversary award. Then to Germany. To celebrate the centenary of the first Kurzwellentagung, the landmark convention for German shortwave enthusiasts held in Jena on 16 and 17 January 1926, the special call sign Delta Fox 100 Kilo Whiskey Tango Juliet will be active between 1 January and 31 March. QSL via the Bureau. Then the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club Special Event Station team will operate 5 special call signs at various times throughout 2026. Delta Alpha 100 Lima Hotel, Delta Lima 100 Lima Hotel, and Delta Kilo 100 Lima Hotel for the 100th anniversary of Lufthansa Airways, and Delta Alpha 100 Tango Victor and Delta Lima 100 Tango Victor to celebrate 100 years of television in Germany. Across the channel to the United Kingdom. Using vintage equipment manufactured by KW Electronics Limited from the mid-1950s to the 1970s, the Golf Bravo 8 Kilo Whiskey multi-operator station will be active again over the KW weekend of 3 and 4 January from the Cray Valley Radio Club's HQ in Eltham, England. Other special call signs are expected to be activated by collectors and restorers across the UK during the month of January, notably Golf Bravo 2 Kilo Whiskey from Scotland. Then we cross the Atlantic to Tahiti. Members of the Radio Club Tahiti will be active as 4 Victor 1 Lima between 1 and 31 January. The special call sign commemorates Mari Jean Lamartinier, who fought alongside her husband during the Haitian Revolution. QSL is via November 2 Oscar Oscar, and QSLs will be uploaded to Clublog. Colombia. Christopher Delta Fox 3 Tango Juliet is active from Colombia as Hotel Kilo 4 Stroke Delta Fox 3 Tango Juliet until sometime in January. There will also be activations of Hotel Kilo 0 Stroke Delta Fox 3 Tango Juliet from San Andreas, IOTA North America 033, and Provinciala, IOTA North America 049 on short notice, he says. All QSLs via November 5 Juliet Charlie. Then to Grenada, Rick. Whiskey Echo 9 Golf will be active as a Juliet 38 Whiskey Golf from Grenada, IOTA North America 024 between 1 and 16 January. This will be a single operator 2 radio activity on 166 meters, mostly digital with some CW and SSB. I might also do some parks on the air, he says. QSL is via Clublog's OQRS, Logbook of the World, or you can send it to Whiskey Echo 9 Golf. Then to St. Martin, Giovanni, Italy Zulu 2 Delta Papa X-Ray, and Flavio, Italy Whiskey 2 November Echo Foxtrot will be operating as Papa Juliet 7/Italy Zulu 2 Delta Papa X-Ray and Papa Juliet 7/Italy Whiskey 2 November Echo Foxtrot respectively from St. Martin, North America 105 for IOTA, and this is between 13 and 21 January. They will operate SSB and digital on various bands. Additionally, side trips to St. Martin are also planned with limited operations as Foxtrot Sierra stroke Italy Zulu 2 Delta Papa X-Ray and Foxtrot Sierra stroke Italy Whiskey 2 November Echo Foxtrot from a mobile setup. St. Martin and St. Martin are on one island. One part, St. Martin is French and St. Martin is Dutch. QSL Papa Juliet 7 Italy Zulu 2 Delta Papa X-Ray and Foxtrot Sierra stroke Italy Zulu 2 Delta Papa X-Ray via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of World Order the Home Call. And QSL for Papa Juliet 7 stroke Italy Whiskey 2 November Echo Fox and Foxtrot Sierra stroke Italy Whiskey 2 November Echo Fox is via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, Italy Kilo 2 Delta Uniform Whiskey Direct, or you can use the bureau to Hotel Echo 9 Echo Romeo Alpha. And then to the USA for our last stop. The Strait Key Century Club's annual on-the-air event commemorating the club's founding in 2006 rather, and celebrating the original instruments of early radio telegraphy, Strait Key, Bug and Cootie Keys, will run between 2 and 31 January. Look for Kilo 3 Yankee to be aired from the 10 US call areas. Kilo 3 Yankee stroke 0 to Kilo 3 Yankee stroke 9. Plus, from Kilo Hotel 6, Kilo Lima 7, and Kilo Papa 4. Information on the event and QSLing instructions will be found at https://sierrakilocharliecharliegroup.com/kilo3yankee/kilo3yankee.php. And in closing, from Karina and myself, we wish you and yours a very happy and prosperous 2026. This is Dennis as ZS2 Bravo for Amateur Radio Today.
And that was Dennis Green. Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of Amateur Radio Today. And, well, it's our last edition for 2025. There'll be more Amateur Radio Today, of course, in 2026. And, yeah, that's only just next week. I'd like to remind you that the MSAT antenna special is still available until the 5th of January. And the special price on books until the end of January. Go to www.msatsa.org.za for all the information. All that remains for me is just to wish you, our listeners, a very, very prosperous and happy new year. May 2026 bring just good things. And if you are driving, well, take care. There are a lot of people on this road that don't understand what careful driving means. So don't become a victim from one of them or by one of them. All I now need to do then, as I said, thanks to our contributors, thanks to our relay stations, and thank you to our listeners. Have a great few days. Have a great 2026. Until next week, 73.
Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans. Get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade. CQ has gone and brought us a new rhythm that's swinging all the cats by the ear. Let's do ourselves a favor and get with them. You'll find you get the message, man, you'll hear it coming loud and clear. Doesn't matter what words you sing, just remember the beat's the thing. Get on the beam, carry the theme of CQ Serenade. Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da, da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da. What do you hear over the air? CQ Serenade. Amateurs on the radio picked it up and then made it grow. Spread it around, swelling the sound of CQ Serenade. From India, a call to the USA. I'm reading you, you're coming through fine. From Canada to France and the old UK, for when it comes to radio, the world's one great big party line. Tune in anywhere on the band, any corner of any land. Let's put it there, right on the air with CQ Serenade. Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da makes a fella feel la-dee-da when he unbends, making you friends with CQ Serenade. It really doesn't matter at all, CQ, how smooth you make the signals combine. And anyone can answer the call, CQ, just make with a receiver and get on the CQ party line. Take your cue from the radio, even beatniks go do-de-do. It's everywhere, filling the air, that CQ Serenade.